Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the website, all on the back of the news that broke earlier today. I'm chatting with Northern Lights Resources, traded on the CSE under the symbol NLR. The company does also or has also applied for a U.S. symbol on the OTCQB, which they are expecting in about the next month to 6 weeks. So when they do have that listing, we can update everybody on that news. But the news that I first want to follow up on here is news that talks about a option or joint venture on the company's Medicine Springs project with Reyna Silver Corp. Now, from Northern Lights Resources, I am chatting with the CEO, Jason Bossen. Now, Jason, this deal on the Medicine Springs project does give Reyna Silver Corp the option to earn up to 80% in the Medicine Springs project by completing minimum exploration expenditures, the $2.4 million US, and some other commitments, plus paying a cash payment of $1 million to Northern Lights by the very tail end of 2023. Jason, can you just give us a little background on how this deal came together? Then we'll go into a little bit more on this Medicine Springs project.
Great, Corey. Good morning, and thank you. It's great to be here. Medicine Springs, it's a CRD, silver, lead, zinc deposit potential. We've been working on the project since we acquired it in 2017. And we've also been, we recognize the potential for a large CRD deposit similar to Arizona Mining Taylor deposit in terms of the structure and geochemistry. So we've initiated a conversation with Reyna Silver and Peter McGaw, who is an expert in such CRD deposits. And we saw a very good strategic fit between Northern Lights and Reyna Silver on this deal. So it made a lot of sense to leverage the CRD expertise of Reyna Silver. They're cashed up. They have a couple projects in Mexico, but this is a nice complement to their overall portfolio, and they're going to begin working on it right away. So it was really a strategic decision. Northern Lights has a free carry till they spend $4 million on the project. It's potentially a very large-scale project. It enables Northern Lights to sort of focus on progressing its Secret Pass gold project and looking at things in the gold space.
Okay, now just a little background on the Medicine Springs project and the historic work that's been done. I understand that there has been some drilling, not a ton of drilling, but there is a bit of drilling that has happened, and I think your company has done a fair bit of surface work. Give us a little background on where the project stands right now.
Yeah, the project was drilled in the 80s and really hadn't been subject to any modern sort of exploration work since that time. All the previous drilling was focused on near surface barite sort of silver veins. We recognized the sort of potential to have a large sort of system generating a large potential CRD sulfide deposit as well as the sort of oxide ore. So we did a lot of geophysics. We looked at all the geophysical work that was done by other companies in the 80s, applied modern sort of 2D inversion techniques and more modern sort of approach to that. We did a very large ionic soil sampling program that identified an anomaly that's 2 kilometers long and about 500 meters wide. So the real prize on Medicine Springs is the identification and development of a large-scale CRD deposit. Now, So we've done all the prep work for that. We have a drill program that is approved, an initial 5,000 meters program. So Reyna Silver really hits the ground running. They're going to start work on the project immediately. It's a perfect complement to their deposit in Mexico. Very similar in terms of geochemistry and geology there. So it was a perfect strategic fit, and they intend to drill on that project immediately as we get the window is still here for drilling in Nevada on the project right now. We've had drillers on site taking a look at the project over the past week in anticipation of this transaction.
So in terms of this 5,000-meter program, what are the goals of the program?
The goals of the program are really to test this anomaly at depth for the CRD potential, is also, and also confirm the high-grade sort of silver intercepts that were present in both the soil sampling and the previous drilling. Now, the previous drilling was all RC drilling with the Reyna and both Northern Lights believe sort of core drilling is really going to help us understand the sort of project and possibly get much better sort of higher grade sort of silver results than that shallow historic drilling. The historic drilling only went to a depth. There's 125 holes on the project, but the maximum depth is only 43 meters. There's one hole down to 180 meters. There's a big system here somewhere driving what we're seeing on surface. And that's a real prize here to come up with a very large scale CRD deposit. So they're beginning work on that immediately. I understand the Reyna team are spending time on the site over the next couple of weeks and evaluating it quickly. And as part of the terms of the agreement, they need to spend about $700,000 of it, which is an initial start of the drilling, at least, by 2021. So they're going to hit the ground running. I think we'll see them doing work on this project immediately, and that'll give us a good look-through valuation on that, and as we put our geological teams together to develop this project.
Okay, so Reyna Silver, again, they do have the option to earn up to 80%, but you guys do get carried through that, so at least you have somebody else spending the money on this project. Let's talk about the other project that the company holds, the Secret Pass project. This is a gold project in Arizona. Give us a little background on this project, please.
Yeah, Secret Pass, we acquired this last year. We own this 100%, so it's no royalty on the project at all. It's a epithermal mineralization hosted by steeply dipping faults. It's very close to this whole area around Oatman and north of Oatman has had a sort of reawakening. This is an area that hadn't been mined or explored since the turn of the century, effectively. By 1920, all the mines are shut down. Now we see Northern Vertex very close to us with their operating heap leach program. You have Arizona Silver drilling across the road on their Philadelphia project. And we're seeing a lot of potential with Secret Pass. Over the last couple of months, we've done a lot of groundwork. We've had geologists on the project. Again, we've had drillers on the site last week. We'll be very soon announcing to the market what our exploration program is in detail on that. Since we've done AeroMag, we've done detailed photogrammetry. So we're doing all the sort of groundwork and ground proofing required. There's over 15 sort of targets and historic workings on the mine site, as well as very significant aeromagnetic anomalies that we've picked up and announced to the market last week. So I think with Secret Pass, we see a lot of potential at depth. We are very high, we think, in the epithermal gold zone. And we see where the mining just to the south of us at Oatman is at a much lower sort of geological elevation, where we think there is quite a bit of potential at depth for us. So, but we'll be making some announcements to the market soon on our plan and the drilling plan and the progress at Secret Pass. But we're very excited about that. And this transaction on Medicine enables us to really focus on Secret Pass. We know Medicine is in great hands with the Reyna Silver team, and we can really focus on developing this gold asset.
Okay, so I understand we're waiting for a bit more of a detailed exploration plan. Do you have permits for this project when you do have that more encompassed exploration plan?
The largest portion of the ground in the existing tin cup asset at Secret Pass is on state ground. So we just renewed our state exploration permit. That's being sort of finalized now. And we'll be doing drill programs. And given that it's on state ground, it's quite an efficient sort of process in terms of a little bit longer process on the federal BLM ground. But we'll be doing some drilling on that as well in due course.
Any idea, any timelines, general timelines on when you could get a drill on site, when you might be drilling?
We're targeting commencing drilling the end of October if we can. It's somewhat depending on the finalization of the permits. Everything's a little bit slower with COVID, but we're finding no problem to operate in the U.S. Our geologists are based in the U.S. in Tucson. Paul Warren, who's recently joined the team, and we've made an announcement. So we're really having no sort of impact on with COVID, and so we're anticipating end of October, maybe early November. We can drill there all year round at in Arizona at Secret Pass. So it's somewhat dependent on just getting it through the process with Arizona Land on the permits now.
Okay, then I think this ties in nicely to a discussion on the cash that the company has in the bank. Just recently, a private placement closed the very beginning of September for $2.2 million. What kind of cash does the company have in the bank then?
Well, that $2.2 million raised, we're very well positioned now. We have absolutely no debts. We have about $1.5 million in cash, and that's certainly enough to do the initial sort of drill program at Secret Pass and progress that. We have 108 million shares outstanding, 72 million warrants. So we're right now on the current price about a market capitalization of around $10 million. But, we think it's early in the stage of getting our story out there. And we have a lot of news in the sort of pipeline in terms of both projects, both Secret Pass and Medicine Springs.
Okay. Yeah, the under $10 million market cap is one thing that got my attention, because even with the recent bump in share price, this is still pretty low market cap for a company with two projects, one now being worked on by Reyna Silver, but the drills will really guide the share price from here. Let's get a little background on yourself first and foremost, Jason. It's the first time I've had you on the show. What have you done in this sector, in this industry?
Well, Corey, I've been in the mining industry, I guess, for over 35 years. I'm originally a mining engineer, Queen's University mining engineer, worked in contracting and mine development, worked at a lot of narrow vein gold mines in the contracting space for a number of years in Canada, in camps such as Timmins, Red Lake, etc. Spent a lot of time living overseas and working for majors. I worked for Rio Tinto, moved into investment banking. So I have a sort of real mix of both really operational mine development experience combined with capital markets and M&A experience. So I worked for Deutsche Bank for over 10 years and a couple of other major banks, did a lot of large-scale capital markets and M&A transactions in Asia and Australia. Came back to Canada just about sort of 5 years ago, and got involved in the sort of junior space here in developing projects. We brought Northern Lights, got to know the chairman, Rick Timke, quite well, and we decided to bring Northern Lights back. It was the right time to bring it back to the market, so we recapitalized that and brought that back in 2018. I continue. I'm involved in a few other sort of projects and things, but the main focus, of course, is Northern Lights at Secret Pass and Medicine Springs.
Okay, Jason, we're going to wrap it up here, but please, everyone that's listening, please send me your thoughts on this company. Again, it's fairly early on stage, I would say, but with this deal and with the low market cap, I'm curious to hear what all of you think of the company, and if you have any follow-up questions, also email those to me, fleck@kereport.com. Jason, thanks for your time today. We'll follow up with maybe the news release on the more detailed exploration program. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.